Hey everyone, welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we talk about how to use mobile user acquisition strategies to grow your app quickly and capital efficiently. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, Mobile Growth Leader and founder and CEO of the mobile growth consulting firm, Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile user acquisition that you can use to unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable and capital-efficient manner. Today, I'm going to talk about Facebook's split test tool and why it isn't the most optimal to use on your campaigns. Now, at the outset, the split test tool does appear to be perfect. It allocates equal number of impressions to each ad variant, and each ad variant has roughly similar spend, so similar exposure, so you get as close to an apples-to-apples comparison between the ads as you can. Right. Now, there are three problems with this approach. Let's look at each of them. Number one, equal impressions to add each ad variant is great, but that's not how ads work in the wild. Let's say you have 5 to 10 ads in a Facebook ad set. They do not get the same number of impressions each. The best ad gets the lion's share of impressions, and the rest get far fewer. And therefore, if you run a split test, it does not mirror how your ads are going to perform in the wild. Where there isn't such a thing as the best ad, and we can talk about that in a different video, but for our purpose, we've often seen that the winners of a split test often aren't the best performers in regular Bayesian ad sets, right? Now, problem number two with using split tests. Split tests are expensive. You need a lot of money to run a split test compared to a regular ad set where you run multiple ads and test them. Now, let's see how this happens. Let's assume you have 5 variants that you want to A/B test against each other. You set them up as Facebook split test. Let's assume you have a CPA of $50. Now, in order to get to 30 conversions per ad, to get statistical significance, you need to get 30 conversions multiplied by a CPA of 50 multiplied by 5 ads. That is $7,500 to run this particular split test. That, for the vast majority of advertisers, can be forbidden to run just on a creative test. Even if you don't wait for full statistical significance, you still have to wait till each of your 5 variants has enough data, and God forbid if you have more than 5 variants to test, and that can cost you thousands of dollars even if you don't wait for full statistical significance. And of course, with this approach, you're still not getting reliable results comparable to those you would get from running ads in the wild. Now, on to problem number three with split tests, right? If you run a split test, you aren't really contributing to the learning phase of each ad set. This is because as you end the split test, you have to end up pausing the underperformers and running only the winning variant, and when you run the winning variant, you either have to run it with other ads, in which case your learning phase gets reset, or you just have to run it by itself, which is not optimal because you don't really want to run one ad per ad set, right? So really, after you run any sort of Facebook split test, your learning phase is going to get reset no matter what. And, you know, you're going to run ads in the wild without the split test anyway, and your learnings during the split test aren't really going to count for anything. So for these three reasons, we typically do not run split tests within Facebook. To recap, number one, a split test does not mimic ad behavior in the wild. Number two, it's expensive. Number three, it is not optimal for contributing to Facebook's learning phase, right? For these reasons, we typically recommend doing Facebook creative testing within the normal ad sets. Add all your ad variants to a normal ad set and let Facebook surface the highest best performer to the top. And if something underperforms, you pause the underperformers, let the next best ad surface to the top. Control its performance through bidding and optimization. That's why we try not to use Facebook split test tool. Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.